November 26th, 2018. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Seasons come and seasons go in the world due to atmospheric changes. Each season has its own unique signature. In spring, you have fresh new growth. In summer, warmth and plenty of sunshine. In fall, you have falling leaves, and in winter, snow. In your hearts, you must always have the season of faith. This season must be marked by refusal to be swayed by new doctrines, doctrines of demons. Show others the way of steadfast fortitude in the tradition of faith. Do not change to accommodate the season of disbelief in the world around you. The remnant faithful must be courageous, always a presence, a safe harbor amidst the storms of controversy. The remnant must be present to welcome those who seek constancy of faith at some point in their lives. Be calm, my remnant. Do not change due to atmospheric pressure." A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 13 through 15. "But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved, through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter." Another note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 2 and 7 through 8. "Now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith by giving heed to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons, through the pretensions of liars whose consciences are seared. Have nothing to do with godless and silly myths. Train yourself in godliness, for while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.